joined.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'll give it to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And just give them so much every year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I know I'll live long enough to help them pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Get it down to where I can pay them so much every year.
Mm-hmm.
Give them
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
If I can live long enough, I can keep them paying income tax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think the time I'm 85, I can. You never ever believe I was 85.
Well, I guess I have to believe it if you got a daughter 61, that I guess.
From Jan's mother's 61.
And Jan's mother's 61, so I guess I'll have to believe that.
And Jan's daughter's 21.
And Jan's daughter's 21, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So just go right down the line like that. Well, let me ask you about the, you said you had a cow lot. Now, where would you milk your cows? In the barn or in the lot?
Well, it's, I had a barn. And back right there, I had a trough out in the lot, and I could feed it milk of that.
Oh, at the out in the lot,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about where you let them go out and graze? You call that the
out in the pasture.
Yeah. And then, did you yourself ever raise any cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you have. So you, well, did they raise a lot of cotton around here?
They did then, but
they don't now.
No.
Well,
we had lots of cotton. We raised. Well, that's all we raised is cotton.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Raised corn.
Well, what did
and
when
hay.
You? And you had corn and hay. Well, when you raised cotton, did you have to have hire pickers and stuff, or did you pick your own? You had to hire.
No, I never picked cotton.
Oh, you never did pick. I was going to ask you. You never
no.
picked it. Well, did they have slaves around here? I mean, after slavery. I mean,
mm-hmm.
was there ever much slavery around here?
No, we never had in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
They
of course, I know not in your lifetime,
no,
but before
they
that,
exactly.
did they?
These are slaves that my grandfather had. Did
yeah.
I told you about
yeah.
when Mama
yeah.
was a little girl.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Oh, it was your mother's. That's right. I was thinking that his father had brought them from Georgia, but that
no,
wasn't right.
No,
it was your mother's. Yeah,
that was
that's
my
right.
mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my father had my mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and now I've got a bunch of colored folks up this side of Havana, you know. It's called Scruff up there, you don't know where it is. But it's been available in Havana.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of colored folks up there. Well, they can't none of them take them colored folks away from me. No politics, I can. They'll always stay with me.
Mm-hmm. And you were sharing?
My first wife, Jap, time blank Mandel's mother, you know. Her grandmother was a
mm-hmm.
her. And they had lots of slaves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
When they come up with it, they just
mm-hmm.
they took the name
mm-hmm.
you know, they didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they niggers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the old slaves then, they always, and my Jap's grandmother was a
uh-huh.
and these niggers,